Oh, you'd really do anything for me, wouldn't you? Whether it's something you would choose for yourself or not. But that's just the thing. You like that it's not your decision. You're simply a slut for obeying. A slut for me. A slut for obeying me. You will do what I tell you to do. I know you want to. Obey. No matter what. Now, lift your hands. And cover your eyes with them. Put your hands on your face. One hand on each cheek, your fingers covering your eyes, your right hand over your right eye, and your left hand over your left eye. Take note of where each of your fingertips touch the skin on your face. Focus on that feeling, the smell. Take a deep breath in. And down. There you go. Savor your scent. Obeying is very easy. Obeying is natural. But you don't need me to remind you of that. You are my obedient little slut. Burying your face into your hands, you flustered little thing. It may be a little embarrassing to feel this way, but it should be a pleasurable type of embarrassment. You know, mindlessly doing whatever I say, no matter how you feel about it. Whether you truly love the nasty, degenerate things I want you to do, or whether you're only doing them for me. Either way, it's all very amusing. Perhaps you love being humiliated and filthy. Perhaps you don't. I don't care. I know you will obey me anyway. I know you want to. Even if you don't, you do. You do it for me. Isn't that right? Perhaps your heart is pounding with excitement, arousal, eagerness, nervousness. Perhaps your sweet, sensitive bits are doing the same. Perhaps you really, really want to touch them. Follow my instructions, and maybe you will. You know that obedience and pleasure go hand in hand. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is obedience. Even when obeying puts you in embarrassing positions. Lift your hands again for me. Lift them up off of your face. There's no hiding from what's about to happen. Just lift your hands up and up. Lift your arms straight up into the air. And hold it. Hold them there until I say you can stop. I'm just going to count to five. And when I reach five, you will be allowed to let those arms rest. When I reach five, I want you to just let them fall down to your sides, nice and limp and relaxed. They won't be relevant anymore, not for a while. Listen very closely for the command I give you at the count of five. Ready? I know you are. One. I'm sure you are already quite ready to put those sweet hands to rest. Two. To let your arms relax. Three. Until I allow you to use them again later. Four. Listening very closely and feeling very ready to obey. Five. Drop your arms down to the sides of your body, nice and limp and relaxed, heavy and unable to move until I say it's allowed. They're not relevant anymore. They won't be relevant. Not for a while. Not until you're ready for the main course. All you need right now is my sweet voice pouring into your sweet ears like sweet syrup, filling your sweet head with sweet commands, sweet thoughts, opinions, and decisions, as if they are your own, but you know they're not really. But you can pretend they are, if it makes you feel any more comfortable being completely under my control. Or you can just accept that you are merely a slut following orders. A slut for that sweet obedience and pleasure. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if it is completely, totally, utterly hilarious to make you do things you normally wouldn't. Just for me. How sweet. But for now, just drop. Just sink. Focus on my voice. Listen. Be present with me. I just want to make you feel good. Really, really good. Waves of intense pleasure. Crashing over you like deep, full body vibrations. Pleasure. Pleasure. Rising. With each wave of humming euphoria. It may spark tingles in your ears, your scalp, your brain, your spine, your sweet, juicy candy in between your legs. want to come really badly, don't you? I know you want to. I will allow it. When I say you can, I just want you to savor your pleasure properly. No touching, only my voice. And I know how much you love to obey. Obey me. Obedience is pleasure. Pleasure is obedience. The more you obey, the more pleasure you will feel. The more pleasure you feel, the more you will obey. Your body is loaded with both obedience and pleasure. And when I finally allow you to come, it will be full of that sweet obedience and pleasure. You're going to make a big, juicy mess for me. Filling the room with a sweet, sweet aroma. The smell of sex. The smell of you. Your obedience. Your pleasure. And when the room fills with your aroma, you just want to savor it. The product of your obedience and pleasure. Your liquid obedience. Your liquid pleasure. Proof of my influence, my control, the way I make you feel, the things I make you do. Savor that scent, the sweet, appetizing scent. It smells like control, obedience, pleasure. It exists because of the way I make you feel, the things I make you do. It exists because I made you this way. It exists because you obey, and obeying makes you feel so good. You want to savor it. You need to savor it. You must savor it. You will know this when I finally allow you to come. Because you've waited so patiently for it. You've been so good and obedient. When you are finally permitted to orgasm, when you release all of that building pleasure you've been holding on to so obediently, and savoring that compulsion to savor it will still remain. But once your delicious juices escape from your body, you will only have one way to do so. The only way to savor your obedience-fueled pleasure once it tips over the edge and floods out of you is to put it back inside of you. To savor the taste. Pleasantly warm. The perfect amount of sweetness. Not too much, but not completely insignificant. The taste of pure obedience and pleasure. Obedience is delicious. Pleasure is delicious. You will savor yourself. You will savor your flavor. Because you truly enjoy it. Or just because I want you to. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters is that you obey. All that matters to me is that you savor yourself. Exactly as I say, when I say. Only I will know when you are ready. I will say when you are ready to come to savor your flavor. Savor your obedience. Savor this pleasure. Savor the euphoria. Waves of intense pleasure crashing over you. Like deep full body vibrations. Feel it. Pleasure. Pleasure. Rising. With each wave of humming euphoria, it may spark tingles in your ears, your scalp, your brain, your spine. Your sweet, juicy candy in between your legs. Don't come yet. Even if your back arches in desperation, even if your legs violently shake. Even if hot sweat coats your skin. Even as the waves of humming euphoria hit your body like a tidal wave slapping the surface of the wet, trembling ocean, sending turbulent ripples through your body, spraying and scattering tingles from the harsh impact. Even when you moan loudly in painful desperation, do not come. Not until you are ready to eat it. Not until I tell you to. Hold it in. Savor it. Savor the delicious way I toy with you. Savor the delicious teasing. Savor the deep humming of euphoria as it comes and goes, wondering when you get to come too. As the intensity grows and grows, building and building, so desperate to come. Even if that means you have to eat it. You will do it for me. To savor the obedience and pleasure I gave you. To savor the orgasm I give you. To savor the sweetness I filled you with. Get ready. To savor yourself. For me. I know you want to obey. Are you ready? Beg me. Beg me to let you come. Beg me to let you eat your cum. The only way you get to cum is if you are ready to eat it. Mm. So beg me to let you eat your cum. I know you want to. Even if it's just for me. Get ready. Come for me. Well, kind of. You've been holding on to now, do you? Now, quick, wipe it up. This is what you are allowed to use those silly arms for. Stick your hand in between your legs. Juicy. Get your hand. Oh. Juicy. Bring it up to your face. Smell it. And taste it. Finally, savor your flavor. Pleasantly warm. The perfect amount of sweetness. Not too much, but not completely insignificant. You taste like pure obedience and pleasure. That's what obedience and pleasure taste like. Obedience is delicious. Pleasure is delicious. Your flavor is bringing so much pleasure to your mouth. A pleasant buzzing on your tongue, spreading into your throat and your ears. And as your sweetness sinks down into your stomach, you can feel it there too. Euphoria. You feel so good in your throat. Liquid obedience. Liquid pleasure. Proof of my influence. Savor it. Savor me. Savor yourself. Obsess over the taste. You love the taste. It fills you with even more obedience, pleasure, euphoria, lust. And now it's a flavor you will associate with obedience, pleasure, euphoria, lust. This won't be the last time you will savor yourself. You're a good little cum guzzler for me. A sweet, mindless, cum-craving slut. All because I told you to. Just because I thought it would be funny. And you actually did it. My, my. You really would do anything for me. You made such a big mess for me. Make sure to clean it all up now, okay? Put that sweet, slobbery mouth to good use. You know you want to. Use that warm face hole of yours as a rubbish bin for your mess. Scoop all of your little spills up and dump them into your mouth, sweetie. Get yourself all cleaned up now. And when you come back to your fully aware self, think about what you've just done. So dirty. So embarrassing. So cute. So obedient. So delicious. Even if you may never be able to look at yourself the same again, you obeyed me. And that is something to be proud of. And that's all that matters. Come again soon.